Welcome into Jags at the Roundtable. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills coming up Sunday in Orchard Park, New York. But the Jaguars were back on the practice field Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, getting back to work. It was a normal day Thursday for the Jaguars, but then back for a walkthrough on Friday. A few notables are out of the game Sunday for the Jags, including Jared Odrick and Dan Skuda on the defense. But a key offensive player is out. Julius Thomas, the tight end, will not travel with a back injury.
You know, seeing how the week was going, I mean, we were able to game plan and plan in case this would happen. So, we'll just move on. Guys will step up. They'll have their opportunities. And like always, you know, you feel like when guys get their chance, they get a chance to shine, and, you know, they'll get it.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start off with this Buffalo Bills run game and the challenge for the Jags defense this week. Shady McCoy, and then don't forget Tyrod Taylor, too.
Well, you can't forget him because that's what makes the whole thing work. I hate to say college offense, but it has elements of spread, of misdirection in the running game. It's unique in the NFL because you usually think about high-powered, dangerous, stressful offenses being pass offenses. This is the one running offense in the league that gets big plays out of the running game, and it's a mental challenge for this team as much as anything.
Well, and I'm not surprised. I mean, Anthony Lynn was here for a couple of years, and I mean, the running back's coach, he gets it. He's got a running quarterback and the running back there. Jags did a good job last year against him, but that was with E.J. Manuel as the quarterback. Completely different thing. I'll tell you this. It reminds me of the 2007 Jaguars. David Garrard was the quarterback. You knew he wasn't a pocket passer, but he could get out and make things happen. And you had Maurice Jones-Drew and Fred Taylor combining for 150 yards a game. Kept the defense fresh. They played with power. And people called Dirk Cutter's offense college because he had just come from the college ranks. And that was a team that was all about power, brute force. That's what this game is going to be about on cold day at New Era Stadium.
It's really tough because you never see it except when you play them. So it's completely, there's nothing to really draw from in your past.
Let's go to the Jaguars offense now, guys. Blake Bortles, depending on who you ask, there are some good things on offense. There's a lot of bad things on offense. It sounds like if you talk to the quarterback, he's aware of when things aren't going well.
Well,
why?
I thought Wednesday, JP, in particular, he was particularly self-aware of what he had done wrong on the throw. And there's not a lot of quarterbacks that want to stand up on Wednesday and tell you exactly what they did, where they placed the ball wrong, what they were looking at. And his sense of self-awareness told me at least he is focused on getting things done this week, and he's not just mailing it in and slinging the ball all over the field and expecting guys to catch it. That he is going to try to put the ball in the hands, especially without Julius Thomas, of Marquise, Hernsey, and Allen Robinson, and try to make something happen with this offense.
He knows turnovers are killing him. Everybody knows turnovers are killing him. You had two pick sixes in the last 2 weeks. All those numbers, all that stuff we've been talking about, that's what it is. 16 turnovers from the quarterback position, 22 overall, I think. You can't win in the NFL with minus 15. You can't win with pick sixes. If he does better at that, they start playing better. If he doesn't, look out.
And that self-awareness has to carry over to the offseason because he's got to do what he did a year ago and get a whole lot better.
You know, if you hear some of the national media folks and Rex Ryan, the Bills head coach, say it, it's the best two-win team he's ever seen, he said this week. Is there such a thing, first off? The record is what it is.
No. There's no such thing as a good 2-18. But there is a such thing, you know, what Rex was saying and what you can see from this team, they're capable of beating anybody if they knock out the stupid, silly, avoidable mistakes. That's what we've been saying all year, 2-8. You know, five or six times they could have won without them. They've not done it enough, so they're not good.
I think what it says is it's a talented roster. I mean, you look at some of the guys who are out there, Telvin Smith, Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey. You know, you can point to some really Yannick Ngakoue. Yeah. You can point to some guys and say, this should be a better team, and then the examination comes back to the turnovers.
Sure.
But what Phil Simms in particular was saying was how the Jaguars had done such a good job against the Lions in the running game because of all this young talent. Regrettable as this season may be, it's still not it's hard not to look at this roster and say what could have been, right? Or if you're a glass half full guy, what could be someday?
It's not a lost cause.
Yeah, it's not. I'm a glass half full guy, by the way.
Yes, you are.
And I think there's some real talent here, which in some senses makes it harder to take, but in others, hey, the future's still bright.
Better be half full. You're heading to a hostile environment Sunday in Buffalo. New Era Field, the site for the Jags and the Bills. And that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.